welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 32. This is the podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB Forum software, which you can usually find at phpabb.com, though not today, but we'll get in touch with it. We'll talk a bit about that in a little bit. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell, also known as Fountain of Apples.
And I'm your other co-host, David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
Mm-hmm. And we have a guest host joining us today, Eric Farber, who is WG Eric, the mod team leader, is joining us once again.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Eric.
And David and Eric will be doing a nice conversation after a little bit of housekeeping business. Today is Saturday, September 29th, 2007. Yesterday was Friday, September 28th, 2007, which was my birthday, because David wanted me to mention that so he could say happy birthday to me.
So all of you in the chat know it's Douglas's birthday today.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we're celebrating it today.
Sure,
so.
Why not? There you go. If you'd like to, if you're listening to this podcast live and you'd like to be a part of it, if you can be go into the TalkShoe chat room if you are a member of TalkShoe, or you can call in. The number to call is 724-444-7444. Talkcast ID number is 12418, and you do not have to be a TalkShoe member to join like that. And you can hit the request to talk button in TalkShoe, and we will allow you to ask us or ask Eric questions since we have him on here today. Now, thanks to everyone in the chat room that's repeatedly said happy birthday to me. So I did mention that apparently if you've gone to phpbb.com today, it's currently down for what it said. Claims to be unexpected maintenance.
In fact, I was barraged by instant messages and PMs from other forums and stuff asking, "Hey, why is PHPBB down?"
Yeah, reminds
Eric,
me of
why
my
is
days
it down?
On the team.
We're currently working on looking into that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some stuff happened yesterday, and before we make any more details
available,
we want to know exactly what happened first.
Yeah.
So there will be more information about it later on.
They say they expect to be back on Sunday at the latest. So
Sunday at the latest, yes. Mm-hmm.
But because of that, we were not able to pick our mods and styles of the week from phpbb.com. So when we do them at the end of the show, we've taken them both from the next best source, which is David's Star Trek Guide site. So
I had some people think it was a repeat of the RAID disk failure that happened before, or that it was that they'll be releasing RC6 now or Gold now. I'm like, no, that's not it. Just made it.
Yeah, it brings back memories of the last unexpected maintenance from last March, and we got a brand new style out of that one.
Nice surprise for all the users, but no, some users were like, "Oh, is this testing for Gold?" No, it's in fact RC6 is coming next. Mike Acidburn did confirm that there will be an RC6 release.
That's good.
Coming up next.
That's good because there are a lot of changes, which I think we might be talking a bit about today in RC6.
Yeah, we will. Eric, did you have a chance to kind of look over some of the recent changes since RC5 in version 3?
To be honest, I haven't. I've been real busy starting a new job and all that.
Know how that is. I did the same a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I have been keeping.
Go ahead.
I have been keeping an eye on the comment. So I know a little bit about what's going on with it.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that today.
One thing I wanted to do before Eric and David get started is we are going to be doing starting something new on this podcast, something for the live listeners. We have quite a number of live listeners right now to be a part of. Every week we're going to be doing a trivia question about PHPBB during the show. This is just an idea I came up with yesterday. Asked David about it. He said, "Oh, that's a great idea." So it's kind of unofficial. It's kind of for fun, but at the beginning of every show, we'll be asking a trivia question, and then we'll be revealing it at the end of the show. And if you're in the chat room and you happen to come up with the answer, you can post it in the chat room, and then we will also recognize who's the first person to get the answer right. And I thought the names would be kind of easy, but now that phpbb.com is down, it might be a bit difficult. But we're going to do it anyway. So
here's the question. Go ahead, Douglas.
Yes, and Eric, I don't think you're going to unless you can qualify to take us. You're going to be talking with us as the guest host.
Well, you can tell us if you know the answer, but don't say what it is.
Yeah. So here's the question.
I didn't know this one.
Shortly after the late 2004 tsunami, I'm sure you guys recalled back in the end of 2004 there was a tsunami. I wish I could remember what country it was, but it was in Asia. You know about that. PHPBB.com did a campaign called Birdie Aid 2005 to ask users to donate to the relief efforts, and they come up with a slogan for the campaign. And original PHPBB Birdie Bears, they were rewarded to the top three donors, the top three slogans, and to three other randomly selected donors. The question is, what was the winning slogan from that? So we will be revealing the answer at the end of the show.
I have no idea. I can't even remember.
You see, this is the way my mind works. I have just a very obscure memory. I remember obscure things, and I totally have this one memorized. That's the way my mind works.
I can tell you somebody else who probably knows the answer to that question.
Oh,
and they're in the chat now.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess who it is?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
It would be a jelly donut. If anybody knows that question offhand, it would be him.
We'll have to see. I know it's hard on this case because ordinarily you could just go to phpbb.com, go to the announcements history and find it, but phpbb.com is down. So
it kind of gives us an advantage for this one, doesn't it?
Kind of. We'll see. All right, so we're going to turn the attentions to Eric Farber. Here we go.
Yeah, actually, first I wanted to point out there was some new team members added to the PHPBB teams this week.
Yeah, it seems to be happening every week now. It's great.
Yeah, yes. Kevin Clark joined the support team on September 23rd. And as many of you know, Kevin has been an active team member for the PHPBB community for several years, offering support just as a non-team member. And he's been great just really providing excellent support for a long time, and so I think it's really great that we finally get to have him on the team. And we also have Rick 323 on the support team as well as of September 23rd. Rick has not been around quite as long as Kevin, but he has, in the time that he's been with PHPBB, he has certainly been a huge asset as far as providing community support as well. And that's what's great about PHPBB is the large community of supporters. You know, you don't just have the support team offering support, but you have a large community of members who will offer support and suggestions for users as well. And again, that's why I think that PHPBB has become such a popular forum software is because of the large community that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So those are great.
And if you spend that much time giving support, you can probably handle the life of a team member.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
a busy life. Okay.
So,
yeah, cool. And PB. So it's good to see.
Yeah, PHPBB is community driven. So.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So, and one of the things that we wanted to mention while phpbb.com is down, people are like, well, where can we go? Actually, and if you go to phpbb.com now, you'll see a little announcement saying that the site is down for maintenance, but that you can go to the development boards at Area 51 and you can continue to seek support there and discuss phpbb3 in the meantime until .com is back up.
Yes. Probably. Somewhere. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes, Paul, you can say the answer if you know what it is. Go ahead.
Oh.
You're the first person to get it right.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. But we're going to say it on the show at the end. So.
Yes. He got the correct answer, though. Okay.
Yeah. For those of you who are subscribing, we'll wait.
Did you remember that, Eric?
Sorry, my scrolling. thing wasn't scrolling automatically.
All right. See, now we're talking about something that the listeners back home don't even know what the heck we're talking about. So. Okay. David, get started talking. All right. To the interview. Here we go.
All right. There has been some new changes to version 3 since RC5, as many of you know. And, of course, Mike Acidburn mentioned that there would be a possible RC6. He mentioned that early on if the code audit would go through, that the code audit could cause an RC6. But since he said that, there's been some new changes, and one of those has been the additional implementation of the hook system for version 3. And the hook system, which was implemented around September 23rd, and Mike said that it's not related to plugins or events.
Mm-hmm.
Can you expound a little bit on that?
I believe it's pretty much just a way to override some of the functions in PHPBB. You can't really add to it. Say for like the posting system, you can't have it add your own part. You can add your own message parser for it. You can't really add on to the existing one. That's from my understanding. I could be wrong.
Okay. And there's some specific functions that are hookable, and Mike gave me one example, and that was like the append underscore SID function, which is hookable. And I spent a whole day trying to get my brain around the hook system, trying to figure out how it could be useful for mod authors, because I was looking at this going, gosh, I'm just not sure how this could really be useful for the mod community. You know, how are we going to be able to take this and implement it in all of our mods, make it so that all of a sudden you wouldn't have to modify any of the core, which is my ultimate hope. But
I'll contribute this, and this is kind of what popped into my mind when I started reading this thing about hooks. Now, I have no idea if this is right or not, but I've had a little bit of experience now doing plugins for WordPress. And for their system is a totally hook-based system, where essentially instead of going in and editing the core code files, you instead add a single file which goes into this plugins directory, and essentially you write your functions, and then you use these designated hooks to add those particular functions. So essentially, whenever WordPress does a particular action, it looks to see if any hooks have been called, then it runs those additional functions at the exact same time. So I'm wondering if it's something like that they're looking at.
Yeah, and...
Oh, no, it's not nearly that advanced.
Well, not that advanced, but it's close or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think it would be nice if it was something like that, and I think the fact that the hook system is implemented, we're definitely moving in that direction, and it's... here's where it becomes really useful, and this is what Mike has told me. And he said basically it's useful for a larger web applications or complete site integration. If you've got a site that you're that maybe you're integrating it with an enterprise site or a web application such as Joomla, Drupal, or any other large web app, you can build, or if somebody has already built a bridge that utilizes the hooks functions, basically it will modify or overwrite the hookable functions in PHPBB3. And as an example, the append SID function, it would look for a specific flag and modify the output based on if it found that flag and what to do with that flag and basic stuff like that. But it's the reason that it's not really useful for mods is that you could have two mods that end up overriding the same thing.
Mm.
And that's why as a mod, just as your everyday mod, it's not really going to be useful for that. But Eric, I did notice there's a, in the config.php file, I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at this or not. There is an extensions variable that's blank. And I noticed that in the, I think it's either the common file, it pulls those extensions and breaks them out by comma and then loads them. What would that be useful for?
If your server does not have some PHP extensions that are required or would be useful in PHPBB, then you can list them in that, and it, PHPBB will attempt to load those extensions.
Okay, so and what would be an example of some extensions that you could load in there?
To be honest, I'm not absolutely sure, but I know the Jabber feature, it needs some special extension, so if you don't have that one, then you can load it from there.
Okay, so that's kind of useful if you don't have that. Is MySQL something that you could load in the extensions there?
Probably not.
That just came up yesterday someone was trying to get their PHP version compiled with MySQL, and for some reason they had compiled it without MySQL, so when they loaded up the PHPV3 installation, it said they had no databases available. And so, like, well, besides recompiling it, which is what they would have had to do, they could theoretically go in and load the extension through there if they had it loaded on their server.
Yeah. Did they try that, and did it work?
I don't know. I just thought of it just now. I didn't think about that before. I think they're going to go end up recompiling it, but if they haven't already, that might be something that they would consider. But I'm not sure if they even have their MySQL extension file on the server or not. They could try that, though. That would be quicker than recompiling it and be a good test, because I'm not sure that we've had an opportunity to, at least as far as I know, the community hasn't had an opportunity to test that particular feature in version 3. That's one of those, Douglas, that's one of those nice hidden features in version 3 that nobody knows about.
Uh-oh. All right, what is it? I'm sorry, you lost me for that conversation.
the extensions, I don't know if you've seen that before, in the config.php file that's created by version 3, there's an extensions variable, and you can put a comma delimited extensions in there, and then they're broken down in the common of version 3, and basically they will load in PHP extensions.
Oh, those kinds of, I was starting to think when you say extensions, like PHPBB2 and the extension.inc file, which says, is it common.php or .phtml or something like that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of lost me on this, so forgive me about that.
That's right. The Jelly Donut writes, PHP Ini is your friend. I think you can do that with my, is your friend, and I think you can do it with MySQL. But if you, number one, if you're on a shared hosting and you don't have PHP Ini,
like me,
available for you to edit, then you may not be able to do that. And you may be able to upload an extension and load it in through that function file, as long as that function isn't actually turned off by your host.
Yeah. Not everyone out here actually has their own server, if you know what I mean.
So, right. Yeah. Okay. So that hopefully that gives a little light on what the hook system is there for. It's not necessarily for your everyday mods, but it is going to be useful for site integration and bridges. And besides Joomla and Drupal, I can't think of what other integrations it would be good for. Eric, do you know some things that would be good for?
Well, if you're creating your own around your personal website, then it'd be great to use that.
Is it going to be simple enough for people to be able to do that?
I think so. There's some documentation that was commented on it. So people should be able to figure out how to use it. I'm sure we'll write documents on it, too.
Which will be good. And then I was thinking about writing some tutorials, but, again, I was doing it from a modding perspective, trying to figure out how you would utilize it as far as integrating your mod. And it didn't seem that it was going to be that useful for that, and Mike did confirm that. So that was good to know.
So I will say, obviously when I talked a bit about the WordPress system, that probably is not what is in PHPBB3 or will be anytime soon. But having had a little experience, I'm not doing fancy WordPress plugins that I want to release publicly, because some of the things that they do are is a little bit weird compared to my training with PHPBB. Obviously, PHPBB has some better coding guidelines, but I know that I did find their system of using hooks quite useful, and it's so that you don't have to go in and edit core code in the files, which and now doing it in terms of a mod does seem a little bit tedious to me, having had that experience. So obviously that won't be changing in PHPBB 3, but it is something I would like to see in the farther off PHPBB future. Just to offer my 2 cents.
Which feature are you talking about?
A full blown plugin system for PHPBB 3. Or PHPBB, right, just in general. Not obviously it won't be in PHPBB 3, but you know.
Well, I think in
3.0.
Yeah. And I think that really the module system of version 3 is the plugins, sort of, if you will. Well, close to it as you can really get with that. And, you know, you can insert your files into the includes and the info file, and then you can load it in into the database through the module management. And that is...
Yeah, I agree with Paul. He says that the module system cannot be compared to a plugin system, really. I totally agree, because we've talked... I don't know how many times, David, you've talked about modules on this program, and I still don't understand them.
Well, they're not the same, but, you know... the concept is similar. The idea is for you to load in a file, and it would be automatically included into the system, right?
Yeah.
So basically, and that's what the modules are. You put in a new module, it's automatically included, but you have to load it into the database because you want to put it where you want it. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you have to add it in through the ACP, which is... It's giving the administrator control of where they want to put it and if they want to enable it or disable it. It has that so that all plugin files aren't just automatically included regardless. Mm-hmm. Now, the language info files are automatically included. When you put in an info underscore module name underscore whatever, those are automatically included in the module that you're browsing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, apparently the chat room is coming to the defense of the module system, so I guess I'm just the unpopular curmudgeon. So, oh well. Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see me hosting the show into the future as PHPBB2 goes out and all this. I'll become the lost one. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, it's we'll see. I think if that is really, you know, if we really start to see an expanded version. I did have some user submitted questions regarding that they wanted to ask Eric. And actually, I'll go ahead and go to those now. Eric, one user submitted question was, what are some of the duties of the mod team besides mod validation?
We do help support mod authors as they're writing their modifications, and we browse the forums and moderate especially the development forums, and make sure that they're following our rules in there. Our rules are in place to make it easier for people to find the modifications in it and just see where the status is and all that.
And I think this we discussed this before a little bit, but one of the topics that came up was the benefit of submitting a mod to the mod database. How is that beneficial to a mod author?
You get a minor security audit of the code. You go through, make sure there's no obvious security issues with it, and there's more exposure in there. People do trust PHPBB.com's modification database because they know we review the code. You get free hosting for it, and we'll give you tips and things about ways to improve your code or to make your modification better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we like to really expand on, is really submitting, even when your mod is denied, that hopefully all the comments submitted by the mod team member on when they're evaluating the code will help improve the code quality of mods that are submitted, and just help the individual out as far as their coding practice goes. And I think even with PHQB 3, it's more the coding, because there's coding guidelines, they're a lot more defined. The coding practice is a lot more defined as far as one of the, you know, the ways that things are to be coded, whereas I think, was PHPBB2 more open than version 3 was?
Yeah.
So it was more the, more open to interpretation by the mod team member as far as what was allowed and what was, you know, what was okay in the mod, or that everything wasn't as quite as strict. Would you think that version 3 is a little bit more strict?
Yeah, because there's methods and things. How it has to be done in PHPBB3 is different than PHPBB2. There's a lot more requirements, like using the request var function and things like that.
But also, of course, like, and that function, of course, is implemented to make the code safer.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like that, which to make it more secure, you have to do it that way.
Right. And basically, there's a lot of built-in functions that the mod authors should utilize. And now when you use built-in functions, and this was a question that came up, because before it was stated that as far as your license, you know, allowed licenses go, that you could pretty much choose whatever license you wanted, but if you used PHPBB code, that your mod would have to be licensed other than GPLGNU. Now, because you have to use those functions with mods, such as request var, does a mod author still, are they still allowed to submit their mod under their own license, or are they now required to submit it under the GPLGNU?
If the modification requires the PHPBB methods to run, then it has to be released under GPL. Not parts or code sections of the modification can be released under different licenses. Say you exclude somebody else wrote a class that you're including in the modification, that class can be licensed under something else.
Yes. Okay.
However, the license should make sense. Like, for example, if that license says that it can only be released on a certain site, then obviously the mod team has to deny it, because if they approved it, they'd be violating the license. So there you go.
Yeah.
It just makes things, I believe it makes things just a lot easier when mods are submitted under the GNU GPL.
Uh-huh.
Because
all the modifications will be released under the GPL.
It's the right thing to do.
Because, for one thing, it has to be freely distributable.
Mm-hmm.
And like Handyman says, so if it uses the database class DB query,
as one example,
it needs to be GNU.
Mm-hmm. Probably even the module system, I would assume, needs GNU stuff. So there you go.
And of course, if you submit a mod to the mod database, you can't charge for it, because we aren't going to,
for free.
Yeah, every mod that's submitted, we're allowing users to download unrestricted for free.
Yes. An example might be, I would think, if there was like a certain portion of the code which you did not want to be necessarily open source, as in allowing other users to recreate it, that I would assume that might be okay, but it would still need to be free, still need to be unencrypted, still available so that the mod team could actually approve it, validate it, and release it.
Mm-hmm.
If I have that correct.
Yes. Yeah.
And don't submit encrypted mods to the mod database, because then the mod team can't validate it to make sure that it's safe to use. So that's bad too.
And when he's saying encrypted, that can mean two things. So encrypted, literally encrypted, mm-hmm. or cryptically coded.
Like Zend.
Right. Well, that's an encrypted, like a Zend encrypted.
Uh-huh.
There's no way we can read the code, so
yes.
It would never be validated.
Yes.
But one thing that makes mod validation difficult is if you code your mod in such a way that it's so cryptic, we can't understand it.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that's
and
what the coding guidelines are for.
And Eric, wouldn't you agree to me with the mod team as a whole? I mean, everybody on the mod team is really good at reading others' code.
Yes.
But when it comes to people's coding practices, if it's so cryptic that we can't read it, we would just deny it because it's like, well, this, you know, it doesn't make sense. And we have to be able to read it to approve it.
Yes.
Yes. White space is very important, and authors need to use it.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
On that topic, I remember reading somewhere that when you're doing coding, that if you are not intending it to be read by anybody else, then you should not use white space because that uses up like extra bits or something like that. It uses up like bandwidth or something like that. Is that really true? Because I was wondering, like, who would want to move like an entire file of code onto one line just to save a couple of bits of bandwidth or something like that?
Well, the way and actually, Eric, can you answer that one?
I'm just pulling this off the top of my
head. I don't think it'd make much of a difference.
Yeah.
It'd probably be very minimal. You wouldn't even notice.
A couple of tenths of a second, maybe. But
yeah, the new lines are just, they're not going to take up enough space for it to be worthwhile. The only thing that's going to gain them is problems.
Mm-hmm.
If you put everything on one line, you're just asking for a problem.
Yeah, who's going to be able to read it? Because you still have to go back and debug the code. You still have to go back and fix code and do things like that. So, yeah.
All right. Well, fortunately, I don't think I've in years seen anybody submit a piece of code that uses one line.
I'm sorry. I was laughing at J.D. Hartley posted a thing saying, parse error on line one. I liked that.
Yeah,
there could be a bunch of parse errors on line one. There you go. Okay.
Well, and the, you know, there's lots of different coding styles out there for PHP,
mm-hmm.
and I think one of the major coding style that I've seen is a Java style coding for PHP, which is sort of the old school method in my opinion, where everything is what do they call it? Camel case, neither upper or lower camel case.
Mm-hmm.
And what, Eric, do you know the reasons why PHPBB decided to go with more of a, I don't know what they call it, like a Ruby case, all lowercase, words separated by underscores instead of case?
It's probably just a personal preference. They thought it looked nicer and was easier to read,
mm-hmm.
so they decided to go with that.
And of course, I've been doing a little bit of research on it. Because at work we use a lot of camel case on everything, and Java is very camel case based language, and so I was trying to find out, it's, you know, is it okay to use lowercase on Java? And technically yes, but it's not really the standard for Java. There isn't necessarily a standard for PHP, but you know, there's two main coding standards for it. One is to use camel case, and one is to use lowercase divided by underscores, and that's actually a widely accepted and becoming more widely accepted method for programming in PHP, the language.
Yeah,
is to program with underscores and that those naming methods and even putting like brackets on new lines instead of on the same lines as conditionals, basic things like that, just some preference things, but it makes the code, the idea really behind programming with PHPV3 was just to make it more readable. It was the big issue was to not sacrifice code readability in programming the system.
Mm-hmm.
And although that uses, sometimes that can use a lot more lines of code than programming alternative methods, but it is a lot more readable and easier to find errors and stuff like that. Eric, did you have any comments on that?
I think with Java, they have a standard that is accepted worldwide for it that you have to adhere to. And with PHP, there is no standard like that. Just do whatever you want.
Handyman posted in the chat, the standard is, that's the way we've always done it, standard.
Oh boy. Works for PHP, works for life.
Yeah, and I think, Douglas, I hope you haven't given up on coding for version 3. I know it's a little bit more difficult than what you're used to.
Well, I won't say I'm giving up for coding on version 3, but I don't even have time anymore to code for version 2, so if you know what I mean. It's kind of, it's only 24 hours in a day. You know.
I think version 3 is a lot easier to code for than 2, but there's a learning curve to it.
Yeah.
Once you figure it out, it's pretty
easy. I'm still trying to find the trajectory up that learning curve, so if you know what I mean. But
you know, Douglas, one thing that I'd like to see in there, and I know it's too late to ask for this, but one thing I would have liked to see is all of the query, all of the SQL queries in PHP v3 built as SQL build arrays, because those are so much easier to mod without modifying any core code. Like, you don't have to use any replace widths. You can just add lines of code to the core. But the only thing that does is it drives up the overhead just slightly on always calling that function on every query.
Yeah, so don't have to worry about escaping variables and all that in there.
Right. And one thing that's cool about that, if you use the SQL build array, you can actually program a DBAL to work with a non-SQL based database, such as XML.
Hmm.
It's a little bit more difficult right now because you have to convert all of the queries over to a more standard functionalized method, but you can do it in such a way that you can basically build an XML database using the built-in functions of PHP v3. And that's what we've done at work using SOAP. SOAP is a PHP extension which can connect to a SOAP server, and a SOAP server can be handled in several different ways. And the way we've done it here is we use Java as the backend for SOAP, which takes the XML from the calls from PHP and then throws it into, and it handles the code on the back end and then throws it into an Oracle database and handles it through there.
So in short, you could say that SOAP is used for cleaning up the code, huh?
And there's lots of different kinds of SOAP. I mean, you have Ajax, no, I'm kidding.
There's scented SOAP, there's the light version of the SOAP, never mind, sorry. Yeah, so much for this show being the non-technical version of the show. Because you keep losing me, David, so.
I try.
You're trying to lose me?
Yep.
Cherry soap. That sounds like a good idea from the chat room. Cherry
JD Hartley has a question for Eric.
Okay.
That I wanted to let him ask Eric on the show.
He's not going to type it,
though. He is Southeast Wisconsin, if you want to unmute
him. Oh, he is. Okay. This new TalkShoe thing, which has these non-member calls in, it uses state names, and I have no idea what that is. So, Southeast Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey there, everybody.
Hey, JD. All right, and you had a question for Eric.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Eric, I wanted to ask you, what do the PHBB teams right now have in mind for PHBB 3.1 and 3.2. What are you planning on adding? What are you planning on improving? What are you planning extending, etc.?
3.1 would be our development version for 3.2. 3.2 would be the final release, and there's a lot of things that we want to put in 3.2 that were not included in 3.0 because of time restraint.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to get it out, so we cut a lot of things.
It's been 5 years. I think it'd be a good idea to get it out.
So what are some of the features that were cut out of version 3.0 that are being considered for 3.2?
I believe they want to kind of expand more on the hook system and make that a proper one, and that can actually get used better. And I think a lot of stuff I probably can't say.
Yeah. All these teams that have to come into wraps. Although, one thing that I've had a couple people ask me is when will they be able to submit feature requests to PHPB again? Because the PHPBB3 feature set has been closed now for a couple of years. Will, when 3.0 comes out, will they finally open up a features request tracker for 3.2?
There is a tracker on SourceForge. Not many people know about it because we haven't really talked about it much.
Yeah.
But there is a tracker open that people can submit feature requests to. There was once mentioned that version 3.2 was also feature frozen. On Area 51, when some people had been discussing some of the new features that might be included in 3.2, and they said, "Well, it's actually feature frozen." Well, that topic was also brought up again a few months ago on phpbb.com, and Acidburn wrote in and said that 3.2 is actually not feature frozen.
Good,
but that. They were still considering some new features, and so they, I guess, they either had it open already, or they just opened the tracker on SourceForge. And actually, there is a link in the chat provided by Paul to the tracker on SourceForge that will allow you to submit feature requests for version 3.2 and version 3.4. So a lot of people thought 3.2 was also feature frozen because they already decided on a set number of features. But as Mike stated in that topic, that was actually not the case. They are still taking feature requests for 3.2. So if you have one, you can submit it there. And Douglas, you'll have to put that in the show notes, I guess.
It is there. It was in the show notes. I was surprised when you said that I said that 3.2 would already be feature frozen because it's a little early to be freezing features, it seems to me.
Yeah, well, I think besides the hooks function, which expanded hooks functionality in 3.2, which I think will be a great thing to see, or if we can see the ability to add output to hookable functions in PHPBB3, which I think would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, but there's also there was talk on Area 51 months and months ago by Naderman and David MJ about expanding the BB code functionality.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In fact, there was some bug report. There was a bug report in the bug tracker that was talking about some of the expansion of the BB code system and some of the things that you would later be able to do with it. So that's been something that was on their minds.
I will say probably one of the goals of the teams is to try so that they don't have a new release every 4.5 years. One of the things that they did, it was 3.0 was not supposed to be 3.0, it was supposed to become 2.2 when they realized that, oops, we made too many changes now, we're going to have to make it 3.0. So I would think that they're probably going, that 3.2 definitely will not be anywhere near as major of an update as 3.0 is, and I'm sure they would like to get it out a lot sooner than it's taken to get 3.0 out. I would think that they want it out by the end of the decade or something like that.
Yeah, one of the things that once 3.0 does go gold, is to shorten the shorten the release cycle.
Mm-hmm. So that hopefully we don't get to 3.0.22 version. JD, did you have anything else you wanted to ask us about?
I honestly don't think I do.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
David, you wanted to ask the next question, which is actually a question I was going to ask, but you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, actually, you go ahead, because that was a user-submitted question.
Okay. Why is it that you're getting the user-submitted questions? I thought the form on the site is supposed to come to me.
Because I have a community called Star Trek Guide, that's why.
Oh, dear. You're mobilizing members on there. Okay, you'll have to send me a link to those topics then. Well, what he wanted me to ask was, and I don't know if, Eric, you can mention some of these, but there was a question about what are some of the other projects that the mod team works on? And I know EasyMod fits in there, so you can maybe talk a bit about that as well.
Yeah, EasyMod's something we work on. There's also an easy mod for PHP BB 3.0
mm-hmm.
that we're working on. The code name of that is Blinky.
Blinky?
Not that public anymore.
Was that?
There's some tidbit of information for you.
Okay. Do you have any? There was someone asking last week when it will be coming out. I don't know if you can answer that, but.
When? We have no idea. Been a little slow lately because everyone's busy validating or other things in their personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
At Jelly Donut, we added him to the team, and his main responsibility is going to be Blinky.
Blinky. I like that name.
Blinky, yeah. And Jelly Donut writes when...
it's done.
he's the one working on it. He said the answer is when it's done.
No, I've heard that answer to another project somewhere before. I wonder what that was. Maybe PHP BB 3.
We like that phrase here.
Yeah, that's the joke about how many team members does it take to change a light bulb? We don't know how many, but it will be changed when it's changed. Okay.
When it either gets too dark to see... or when somebody has a moment to change the light bulb.
There are many answers to that. Are there any other? No. I'm pretty sure it'll be out before a few years, hopefully. I mean, there are people that are waiting for a new version of EasyMod.
There is a version of EasyMod in CVS that supports ModX.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple bugs in it and couple security features I wanted to add to it, but I never got around to it. I should get Jelly to do that or finish it up myself.
Yeah.
Well, what's great about having Jelly Donut, his main task is not mod validation
mm-hmm.
or moderating. Or it's really focusing on the Blinky project.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice to have a dedicated man doing that, and so that the rest of us aren't performing multiple tasks. Like, remember, Paul was sleeping in the mod database. He would spend so much time in the mod database, both validating and updating the mod database, that he forgot to have a life.
Oh, yeah, that. But, yeah,
so now
it might be now, interesting to... A lot of people don't realize that it's not like the whole mod team does validation. In fact, it's only like a fraction of the mod team that is really focused on doing mod validation. There are a lot of other parts of the mod team where that different members have focus on.
And one of them is actually moderating, right, Eric?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we have our own rules for the development forums, the mod development forums, and we make sure people are following those. And also in the request form, we'll go through and help people find what they're looking for. In the mod authors forums, we'll give suggestions and help out there and make sure people are finding their answers.
Yeah. Although, yeah, David, he is a validator. When I was on the team, I was a validator for those few months that I was on there. And so there definitely is, the mod team's primary concern is obviously validation for the mod database. Because there's a lot of mods in there to validate.
And now the maintenance of the mod database has been taken over by primarily Igor, Evilheart, mm-hmm. and myself. I'm supposed to be starting to help him now. So I've been going through some code recently on mm-hmm. on keeping that maintained and updated and features added. And actually, for a lot of those out there who are familiar with the mod database, there is a topic on the mod authors discussion forum for 3.0 asking for feedback on the mod database. And if you want anything added or just want to submit a comment on it, there's a topic in there. It's a sticky topic. So you can submit your feature requests in there. And if we see any good, we have seen some good feature requests in there.
Yeah.
That actually Eric has already implemented in the mod database. So, and mm-hmm. Eric, you've been pretty quick with that.
Yeah, those are easy ones.
Yeah, so if you, you know, if you like to see a feature add, see if we can add it. We've not, been getting on them pretty quick.
And not just feature requests, but if there's how it's done currently, if you don't like that, let us know. If you don't like the GUI, too, then let us know that.
Yeah.
Just things that make it easier to use.
And I noticed one of the more popular requests or feedback notes was that people wanted to see progress of their validation of their mod.
Hmm. Yes. It's kind of hard because at least in my experiences, it's not like there's steps that you go through. Usually, the mod is sitting in the mod queue waiting to be validated, and then eventually someone gets around to validating it, validates it, and then it's ready to go. Unless it's changed. But a lot of it is just sitting and waiting to be validated.
Yeah, though, and a lot of it is we go through, we run it through the MEAL pre-validator,
yeah.
mod pre-validator, and that's why we encourage mod authors to do that, because that is one of the first things we run it through, and if there's anything that stands out, it might hit the insta deny and we'll deny it. But if it passes that, then we might go through, somebody might test the mod, somebody might go through it line by line, somebody might check it for specific security holes, or somebody might just go over it for general coding practice, or if they see any blatant errors, they might comment on that. And that's a lot of the times why you'll see many mod validators validate the same mod, because everybody's doing a little bit different portion just depending on what aspect needs to be done next for the mod. Because it's not just going through it line by line. It's not just testing it, but it's doing all of the above for every mod that's submitted to the mod database.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's interesting about the mod database, too. When you look in there and you look at the topics, the mod release topics and the downloads for those, they significantly outnumber any downloads for any other mods in the development forms, because when, as a user or a site administrator, as soon as you see a mod in there, you know that it's that it has gone through validation by PHP experts, if you will.
Hmm. So if you were in the chat room, it's kind of crazy in there. They've been, while we've been talking about good stuff, they've been talking about driving under the influence and advocating to get handyman on the mod team.
Yeah, Eric said GUI, not DUI, by the way.
Yes.
GUI, that's a graphical interface. Yes. Graphical user interface is what
yes.
that means for the technically challenged.
And DUI would be a good name possibly for PHP style, maybe. I don't know.
I'm still half asleep.
Before we move on to the next portion, does anybody else have any questions for Eric that you'd like us to ask before
yeah.
we move on?
Oh, before that, Harmless Goat was complaining about a code name of Blinky. I kind of want to explain on that more. Is from the video game Pac-Man, one of the ghosts named Blinky. And Pac-Man is short for Package Manager.
Oh, there you go.
That's why Blinky.
package manager, does that mean that Easy Mod for PHP BB3 might be a bit bigger than the current PHP BB2?
I'm not going to say any more on that.
Okay. Let the rumor mill begin, everybody.
So there you have it, Harlow's Code. It's Blinky, the code name for Pac-Man. So that gives you a little bit of conspiracy theories there, Douglas, so that you can can now wonder what's going on.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to write anything because I actually know a bit about the project, so I'm not going to say much more.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next portion. The mods and styles of the week.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to ask you to do those again. We still recommend you get mods from phpbb.com and things like that, but the site is down, so we are picking stuff up from Star Trek Guide. And so I'm going to let David do the mods and styles this week.
Okay. The mod of the week is a version 3 mod. Actually, all the mods on Star Trek Guide and styles are all version 3. We don't have anything version 2 there.
I'll be able to change that soon.
Yeah. We have a mod submitted by Angelside called PM Alert Layer. As many of you know, the same browsers or tools, some browsers or tools will block PHP BB3 pop-up PM notification windows. This particular mod replaces the pop-up window and instead shows a HTML layer on the window that you're viewing that shows the alert for the private message notification. So, which is nice, especially if you're like me, where sometimes your pop-ups will pop up on another screen if you have multiple screens and you never notice the PM notification until you're about ready to shut down your computer. It's kind of nice to have that show up while you're browsing.
I've never actually used the PM pop-up, partially because I don't like the pop-ups and how it blocked, but I've always found that the thing in the top of the page, which you know, next to the user control panel link, it says like 0 new messages or 1 new message or things like that. I usually find that that works enough for me. And I also get email notifications turned on as well.
Right. Well, and some people have done certain cool things with that, such as making it bold and red when you have a new private message or a new unread private message. Or some people like this particular mod where it's actually a layer that shows up instead of a pop-up window, which I think it's kind of neat. That was
that was one idea that I
asked DHN about quite a while back,
mm-hmm.
and he liked that, but he said no, they want to just go with this and try and get it released with this, but that may be something that they'll look at in the future.
Well, I do think pop-ups are a bit outdated in the current internet. Everyone has pop-up blockers these days. I do think that doing something like this would be an excellent idea to have built into PHP BB.
Yeah.
I might even
kind of going along with that. Kind of going along with that modification with the pop-up blocker, I'll leave it on. I turn the pop-up notification on, and then I have it block the pop-ups for phpbb.com, so I get the little flag at the top when I have a PM.
Oh.
You're using Firefox, but for those who are using some other types of browsers don't have that.
More browsers starting to have that. Like my browser does something similar. I think other browsers are starting to bring that into the light, so that if you're blocking pop-ups, it's okay, but you know it won't be a mystery. Like if there is a pop-up that wants to see you, you will at least know about it if you want to. So, there you go.
And there's more hate spewing from people for IE in the chat.
Oh dear, Internet Explorer.
And response to Harmless Goat, I think it was Harmless Goat who said that the login or logout for version 3 should be Ajax powered. Well, version 3 has really tried to stay away from Ajax.
Uh-huh.
Eric, do you know the reason why?
Time, probably. That'd be it. There are some JavaScript features in there, but time. Because with the Ajax, if people have JavaScript disabled, you always have to have a fallback method. But it does work.
And even for mods that are submitted, you know, outside of things like calls Ajax chat mod, which just won't work if you have Ajax or JavaScript disabled. Actually, I think, Paul, it's more than 85%. I think it's a lot higher than that. But, yeah, in fact, you can probably go to a statistics website for current browser statistics and stuff like that for the internet. Right. I think it's more like 90-something percent of people have JavaScript turned on.
Yeah.
I'm
fighting with IE right now because I've gotten a website up and it works great in every browser except for Internet Explorer. And that's because Internet Explorer is so horrible with dealing with transparent portable network graphic images, which I think you're supposed to pronounce it as ping, but because it because it won't work on IE, and this is a site that's more aimed towards people who are more old school, so almost all of them use IE.
there's one simple hack that you can actually implement for IE that'll have correct transparency, and it's just one little bit of JavaScript code that I like to put in all my overall headers for my version 3 boards, because anytime you stick in a PNG that has semi-transparency or an alpha layer, IE does not like that, and it puts a light blue background where the alpha layer would normally be.
Yes, definitely.
So it can make your site look pretty ugly if you're using 24-bit PNGs at all.
This is actually the logo of the site that's being messed up on it, so you can see my frustration. Yes, a handyman says, the simple hack is to open Firefox. Yes, I'll agree. But, David, if you can email that line of, or those instructions for that to me, I'd love that. That'd be wonderful.
And actually, that would be a great thing, if we all could just develop for browsers that actually supported proper CSS, but as you know, that's not always the case because IE is used by so many people because it's the default installed browser. And so, unfortunately, as a developer, you have to be able to support IE6 and IE7. Our only hope really is that IE7 will gain some sort of traction and take over some of the IE6, but we still hope that Firefox will take over all of IE. That would be the greatest.
Use Internet Explorer. We recommend go to Firefox or Safari. Those are browsers that actually work.
And Opera, actually, the newer versions of Opera are doing well. Opera 9.
If you're a Mac user, you don't have to worry about it because IE doesn't work with you anyway. So there you go.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, if you're a Mac user, the whole web looks fine anyways. But there you go. But
and then we can get into my little arguments. Where you can go onto my other podcast where you can listen to my continual arguments with other people about which web browser to use. Let's move on to the style of the week because we got off a little rat hole there.
Yeah, the style of the week is Aqua Glass is the name of the style by Trent, and I think it's like Twint on phpb.com, but it's the link is in the chat room and it will be on the show notes. This one's kind of cool. This looks like it's aqua glass, aqua meaning more like an underwater sort of feel to it, while being glass, so it's like an underwater glass feel. Next week I have a pretty cool style of the week for you that I don't think we've gotten to feature yet. By Red Hair.
Well, we'll do
but,
that
it,
next week.
This one, it's everything is a real glossy glass look to it, not like some of the other ones that we featured before, but definitely worth looking at. It's one of Trent's more popular styles, I believe. And
I think it looks okay, although I might have slightly darkened the white at the top of all the gradients because it's a little bit bright to me, I think. Sort of calmed it down just a little bit. Otherwise, I think it looks pretty good.
Well, it's it provides a nice contrast, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, did you get a chance to take a look at that one?
No, I haven't.
That was pretty cool. Well, and of course, the buttons are pretty neat too. But it's sort of a darker style. So you have your text is white instead of a black. But it's if you're going to go with the dark style, that's definitely a good way to go.
Yes.
So Aqua Glass by Trent and
for PHP BB3.
Yes, and that's a version 3 mod. That one is actually based on SubSilver. That's a SubSilver 2 style versus a ProSilver style. Most styles are either ProSilver based or SubSilver 2 based.
Yeah.
And I've very rarely seen one that's sort of independent, but the mod of the or the style of the week that we'll have next week will be significantly different than anything you've seen before.
Yes. Okay. And of course, as always, if you would like to recommend a mod or style to us to look at, we might feature it on the show if we want to. But you can bookmark it on Delicious with the tag PHPBBW mod or PHPBBW style. And we might take a look at that. So, yes, it was quite a while ago that Paul in the chat room got the answer to the trivia question. What was the winning slogan for the Birdie A 2005 contest? It was, Birdie the Bear helps their lives, open your wallet, and share your fives. And
that was the correct answer to this week's trivia question.
I love that. I mean, when I saw that back, it would have been 2.5 years ago, but when I saw that posted, I laughed at that one. I thought that was really cute. And the second one and the third one weren't quite as clever. So obviously that was one by far, but quite a clever one. And if phpbb.com was up, I could tell you who submitted that and give you some more facts. But that's how it turned out to be. I think this is going to be more of a for fun type thing, but I am going to keep a record of who is the first person to post the answer in the chat room. And so who knows if maybe sometime in the far off future, we might do like a prize for whoever gets the most, of these right at the beginning, but it's more of a for fun thing. And so you can get a couple of tips, interesting facts about PHP BB that you might not have known before. So we'll be doing that every week. And if you are live in the chat room, you can participate and see if you get the answer first.
The next episode of PHPB Weekly will be episode number 33.
It'll be next Saturday, October 6th. I'll tell you what I have planned for it. This might be subject to change. I mentioned it last week and on the blog that I want to be trying to get some people from the Tech Podcasts Network, of which PHP Weekly is a proud member of, to see if I can get some other tech podcasters to be on the show if they've had any experiences with having a bulletin board or forums software, if they've built a community with it, if they have any suggestions or tips or want to share their experiences with building a bulletin board community. So sort of get some idea on if you are wanting to create a community with PHPBB or any other system, some ways you can get that going. However, I have yet to get any responses from any of the other members of the network, so I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to have to turn that off. I'm sorry about that. I keep forgetting to turn that off, but I will see if I can get that to work. If not, there might be an alternate episode that comes up, but I do definitely want to see if I can get a guest on who has had experiences building a successful community with a bulletin board program so we can sort of have that discussion. What do you do to really encourage users and members to be a part of your brand new bulletin board software, forum, whatever you want to call it. But tentatively, next week, we will be having guests from the Tech Podcasters Network on for PHP BB 33.
Or so we hope.
I guess if there's anything else, you can check the blog, and we'll be keeping you up to date.
Yeah. Hey, Douglas, you remember I mentioned that one of the things that I think will be great about PHPBB3 is that because of the 8 DBALs that are supported, Oracle, Postgres, MySQL, and MSSQL, and the various types of database types that are supported in version 3, that would allow corporate companies or enterprise to use PHPBB as their main form software instead of a normal commercialized form software. And that became true this week when we heard from the vice president of our company that I work for that we were going to start using PHPBB3 as the main form software for our company.
Huh. I wonder who got him to make that decision.
That wasn't me. It was completely independent. I claim complete innocence on that one.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll probably be offering some tips on helping them to get that going, right?
Yeah, actually they had a little glitch installing it, so they messaged me because when they brought that up I said, "Hey, I'm on the staff there." So they're like,
"Yes.
Oh, great, you can help us." I'm like, "Okay."
Yes. So yeah, it was really, kind of funny. Really exclusive. You're one of like 40, 50, 60, I forget what it is. I met people from the entire world who is on this project, and they just happen to have you there. That has to be quite lucky, quite for them.
I think we have 40, is it like 44 team members?
Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah, it's over 40, right. I believe.
Well, I would be able to double check, but...
Yeah, well, we'll be done with the show by then, hopefully. Of course, check out phpbbweekly.net. You can find all of our past shows. We've had 32 of them now, which is quite amazing, I think. And, of course, information about our upcoming shows. And you can submit questions to us. There's a forum on there. So if you can't participate live on the show, but you want to ask us a question that we can answer, then you can submit a question to us on the forum on there. And we'll be able to answer it on the next show.
And Billy Donut and Paul are correcting me. They said it's 43 team members.
Okay.
So.
Thank you so much also to everybody who was part of the live audience today. We had about 9 people in the chat room. We had about 5 callers. It was really great to have you guys here. And again, Eric, thank you so much for coming back on the show. We definitely had a much better interview than we did 9 months ago.
Yeah.
8 months ago.
And, it wasn't that bad.
Well, it was okay. Still, this one actually went quite a bit longer, so because we had more stuff to talk about. And that
was a lot smoother.
And David gets the credit for that.
Yes. Okay. I tried to do my best.
Yeah.
And Douglas doesn't like to talk, so he's just like, "Oh, David takes care of it."
Well, you're the one that's on the team. You're the one, like, arranges all these team members, although we'll probably see if we can get some non-team member guests on the show soon. So you'll be hearing.
The one non-team member guest that I was considering bringing on just became a team member last week.
Uh huh. we'll work on that off the show.
Yeah, though everybody may get to hear him on a future podcast for the official.
Oh, yes.
Podcast.
That's right, because we love cross-promoting the community. Be sure to check out the official PHPBB podcast at podcast.phpbb.com. Okay, so we're going to wrap up the show for PHPBB Weekly. Thanks for joining. We'll see you all next week.
Take care, everyone.